Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. John Harbaugh has left the building. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let me just say this right out of the gate. If John Harbaugh doesn't take the Giants job, it's going to be a horrible look for the organization. The Giants have rolled out all the stops, whether it's Chris Mara going to Harbaugh's house to have lunch, former coaches, including the one that you just fired, calling him up on the phone to recruit. Eli Manning calling him up to recruit. And then today, you got John Harbaugh on a PJ coming up here, the Giants private jet, to sit down and interview with the team. And they rolled out Jackson Dart, which apparently they took pictures together, which... okay, I mean, is he a clown at a kid's birthday party? They took photos? They took selfies? That one kind of struck me as interesting. But I understand having Dart there because you're selling Jackson Dart to Harbaugh. Just like the Titans are going to sell Cam Ward to John Harbaugh. And all the talk we heard, and I'm not sweating this, by the way. I know a lot of my fellow Giant fans are sweating this. I'm not sweating it. Because I know that Mike McCarthy is out there. And Mike McCarthy, even though the Giants don't want to roll out the red carpet for him, and even though the Giant fans aren't tracking Mike McCarthy and his flights like they did with Harbaugh, like he's Santa. I mean, social media today was tracking Harbaugh on the PJ like it was Santa Claus as he arrived to New Jersey. I'm not sweating it. But I know a lot of people are. So I understand that, I respect that, and I'm here for it. But all the talk when Harbaugh got fired last week was the Giants can't let him leave the building. Well, here we are a week later, and Harbaugh has left the building. He met with everybody today with the Giants. I'm sure the meeting was great, but he did leave. And he is going to now talk with the Titans and the Falcons. And if you don't think that they are serious threats, those teams, then you're sorely mistaken. The Titans have Cam Ward, who showed a lot of promise this year, and they have a ton of cap space. The Falcons, roster-wise, is a playoff roster, and they are in a weak division. They are in a very winnable division. They just don't have a quarterback, which makes me think that they're the third option here. But Arthur Blank, a lot of money, could be very, you know, integral in that meeting and persuade John Harbaugh to Atlanta. Either way, because I think about it like this, and I think I'm being fair. If this were the Jets, that's always what you got to ask yourself. If this were the Jets, what would the reaction be? So I ask you, if this was the Jets and they pulled out all the stops and they reeked of desperation and were over aggressive, in my opinion, to recruit, to woo John Harbaugh to be their coach, and they get the private jet and they wheel out the, you know, wheel in the quarterback and the whole nine, they pull out all the stops. And then Harbaugh goes to a team like the Titans, who I look on paper, the quarterback, the cap space, but they are the Tennessee Titans. They're the Tennessee Titans. Sorry. They're not the cachet of Nashville's a great city. I'm not saying it's not, but it's not New York City. It's not that aura of New York. If this were the Jets and they were left with egg on their face, what would the reaction be?
We're the freaking New York Jets.
It would be LOL Jets. And everybody would be saying it's a bad look. Well, you know what? Same holds true for the Giants. If this doesn't happen, then it's a bad look. And I think the Giants will have a lot of egg on their face, and there will be a lot of people not only making fun of them, saying, oh, well, you know, and pointing blame. It was a chain's fault. Was it lack of structure? What was the reasons? What are the reasons? And the Giants will then have to pick up the pieces. Like I heard Ian O'Connor today on with Evan and Tiki, and they asked him about what's option B if Harbaugh leaves, and he goes, I don't think they have one. Well, that's really not smart. And whether that's really not the best strategy, they should have a plan B in place because there is a guy out there that I think is not a consolation, is really on the same level as Harbaugh. He's not going to get the same treatment, no shot, and that's Mike McCarthy. They have the exact same resume, over 600 winning percentage. They both won a Super Bowl. They both routinely got to the playoffs throughout their career. They're both, in my opinion, that CEO winner, a guy that could walk in here tomorrow, and automatically the Giants are a 10-win team and in the playoffs. Yet they have not made that push for McCarthy. Okay, they have decided that John Harbaugh is their number one target. And really only target. Meaning until Harbaugh says no, he's the guy. We're doing the interview process with other guys because we're doing our due diligence and we have, you know, days that we're not talking to Harbaugh, so there's a lot of hours that we can allocate to other things. But as far as the real heavy artillery, it's all about Harbaugh. And everybody said, don't let him leave the building. Don't let him walk out of there. Make sure he signs that contract. Well, he didn't. And by all accounts, he's going to meet with these other teams. And now, you no longer have control over the situation. The Giants have zero control. They've done everything they can. Unless they have Tiki call him on his flight home, which is certainly possible. Tiki's a very easygoing guy. I'm sure he can, you know, send him a text.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Or as Tiki would say, send him a note. You know, like, Tiki, this is not, you know, 1910. It's like war times where you send a carrier pigeon, you know, to your wife at home because you're in a foreign country, you know, fighting a war. You don't send people notes. You text them. Hey, what are you talking about?
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
You're not Ben Revere. I hope that example worked there. I just pulled the name out of my rear end, Ben Revere. Okay, but the point is that it was a Paul Revere. I think Ben Revere was the baseball player. Connor, you're all over it.
Yeah, it's Paul Revere, yeah, not Ben Revere.
Ben Revere was...
There's Ben Franklin and then Paul Revere.
Well, I think Ben Revere was a baseball player. I think Ben Revere was a baseball player.
Lukey!
I think Ben Revere was an outfielder, perhaps for the Red Sox, which would be quite ironic. I'm almost positive he was like on the Phillies or something like that. That's all right. You know, half the people out there listening probably don't know who Paul Revere is or Ben Revere. So exactly, it's no biggie. Where was I? Oh, yes. So the Giants have put themselves in a situation where, like I said, I think it's a little too aggressive, but I will acknowledge that if they weren't overly aggressive, there would be many who would say the Giants didn't do enough to get Harbaugh to sign on the dotted line. So it is a two-sided coin, and they could be attacked by all different angles. That's just my take, and that's just my feel on the situation. And I use my what would be the reaction if this were the Jets. If the Jets were acting like this, what would people say? I think we all know. If John Harbaugh didn't sign with the Jets after all of this, what would we say? I think we all know. And when you consider football over the last decade in New York, really, really, the Giants have not separated themselves much, if at all, from the Jets. So they should be under the same microscope, and they should be talked about, reviewed, and analyzed the same way. Even if it's not their fault, it's always about perception, right? Perception is reality 99% of the times, because even though there are reporters and there are people that can dig around and there's always leaks and there are people that rat out situations and tell you what's going on in a meeting, but we don't truly know what's in Harbaugh's heart or in his head or what he heard or what he liked, what he didn't like. And we are using the bubble of the Giants have this, that, and the other, right? They have all these things. This should be the number one destination for him. And the bottom line is, he left. Did Vrabel walk out the door in New England? Didn't he sign right on the dotted line? Did Andy Reid? Didn't he do that in Kansas City? So, yeah, he can honor his commitments. He could be doing his due diligence, or the Giants are number one on his list, but the gap isn't as wide as many perceive it to be. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sean on the Fan.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man? Hey, I don't have a problem
by the way, Sean, yeah, Ben Revere, he played on the Phillies, the Twins, the Blue Jays, the Nationals, and the Angels. So I didn't make the name up. And even when I said it there, Sean, and really, I mean, I caught it right away. And Connor, and I'm sure you did as well. They were so on top of it. And if it was Rosenberg working with me tonight, I would have said Ben Revere. And we would have, 4 hours later, I would have read something on Twitter about how I'm an idiot and I've ruined the station. So no, we're on top of it tonight with the producer staff here, Sean. But anyway, you said McCarthy and Harbaugh and the differences. Is that what you want to talk about?
I have no idea what the Ben Revere thing is about. I'm not calling about that.
Well, I don't know, not Ben Revere. There's a fella out. Are you familiar, Sean, with a gentleman named Paul Revere?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I never even mentioned that.
No, you didn't. I did. So I was bringing up something, and I made a reference to Paul Revere. And I said Ben Revere. And we'll get you up to speed. And I said Ben Revere, but it was really Paul Revere that I was referencing. And I quickly, you know, caught myself. But then I was trying to figure out what teams that Ben Revere played for. And I got those all wrong, too. But he does exist. He was an outfielder. And those are the teams he played for. Are you up to, Sean? Are you up to speed, my friend?
I didn't even hear that, Tommy, but I got you. I just turned on the Fan a couple minutes ago, and I got right through, so I appreciate that.
Oh, of course.
But anyway, listen, man, Paul Revere, Ben Revere, I have no idea who Ben Revere is, but it's all good.
A Revere.
Hey, listen, the difference between Mike McCarthy, though, and John Harbaugh, you got to admit,
yeah,
McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers, Harbaugh had Joey Flacco when they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with him going all in on
Harbaugh. Well, Harbaugh has Lamar Jackson now. So do you blame Lamar Jackson for the failures of Baltimore, playoff failures recently? Because he does now have a multiple-time MVP. He does have Lamar Jackson, a top-three quarterback. So he no longer has Flacco. He has a stud at QB.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah. No, but Sean, the counter there, and I don't know, maybe you don't feel this way, and a lot of people do, is that Lamar Jackson is really more of a creation of the Baltimore culture as far as the Ravens and Harbaugh, and he is not that good, and when the lights are the brightest, he fails, and it's not a Harbaugh thing. Look, I'm not trying to, Sean, I'm not trying to besmirch, and I appreciate the call, bud. I'm not trying to besmirch John Harbaugh, nor have I ever tried to do that over the last, you know, week or so. I just am not sweating this Harbaugh thing out like a lot of people are, including the Giants, because I know that Mike McCarthy can coach. And I just, when I hear Stefanski, it just brings me back to when the Jets had the opening and McCarthy was sitting out there. And do we all remember what the Jets did? They hired Adam Gase.
If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Even then, McCarthy was being overlooked and disrespected. The Jets had it all figured out. I mean, Adam Gase, they had it all figured out. Just ask. I mean, Adam Gase, of course. And now the Giants have all figured out with their backup plan with Kevin Stefanski. Not a place I would, or a direction I would go. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Speaking of, Tom in Howell, New Jersey. What do you got, Tom?
Yeah, you just hit on it, Luke. I don't know if you heard the interview with Connor with Carton and Big Mac, but he said plan B is clearly Kevin Stefanski.
Well, I disagree with that. That plan.
If you're right, if it would be McCarthy, I'd be totally fine, but it doesn't seem like it is.
I just don't understand why it's not. And I can't. Like, I've thought about it, and maybe I'm missing something, and maybe...
I agree with you, but does that change your view?
Meaning, do I sweat out the heart?
Correct.
If they are not interested at all, and they are interviewing McCarthy, he's interviewing this week, if they have zero interest in Mike McCarthy, then yes, a bead of sweat, Tom, will start to fall or trickle down the forehead of positive Tommy. Yes, yes, because I don't want Stefanski. I want no part of him. I really don't. And I'd love to know why the Giants think Stefanski is a better head coach than Mike McCarthy. Please, point me to the anything, the record, whatever it is. What metric is Kevin Stefanski a better head coach than Mike McCarthy? Because I'd love to hear it. How he is your backup plan. I don't get it. He's won two Coach of the Years. Big deal. How many people in their house have ribbons, third place from summer camp when it was swimming around in a pool? He's won Coach of the Year. Okay, you know what? Do me a favor. Sitting there right now, if you're driving, you can't do it. Write down all the teams that have won the Super Bowl over the last 10 years. You'll probably get there. Now, give me all the coaches that have won Coach of the Year for the last 10 years. Write it down. You won't remember any of them because it doesn't matter. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Listen, I completely agree with you. I want no part of Stefanski, okay? But we were talking about, or you were talking about, the Giants have done everything they can, okay, to ingratiate themselves to Harbaugh. I hope that it comes out. I mean, like that, you know, we get him. And if not, okay, I'll take a McCarthy or a John Gruden. I just need somebody.
Yeah, I hear you on Gruden.
But I just need somebody who's been at the top of the
No, I, and I get it. I know what you're saying, but the stuff with Gruden and the stuff with Belichick, I don't think they're getting jobs in the NFL. So you could throw their names out there all you want. You could throw out Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. He's not coming to the NFL. He has a lifetime contract, basically, at Indiana. And if he's going to leave Indiana, meaning in a few years, listen, they're going to win the national championship. So let's say 6 years from now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, Visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
He's kind of bored at Indiana. If he's going to leave, not that this matters to the Giants, but if he's going to leave, he's going to go to a big program in college football. Like Indiana's not. They're going to win the national championship, but they're not a blue blood football program. Sorry, you're not. You're not Ohio State. You're not LSU. You're not Notre Dame. You're not Michigan. You're just not. That's fine. That's okay. You don't have to be. I mean, you win the national championship of the Heisman Trophy winner. That's good enough. I mean, all those teams I just mentioned would love to have that this year. But the Gruden, the Belichick, they're not getting jobs in the NFL. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that, but that's just the reality of it. They're not even getting looks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Joe is in Garden City. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy. I wanted to chat with you. I understand, you know, I want Harbaugh. I'm upset that he left the building today without a contract. I wish he had signed. I think Mike McCarthy is always a bridesmaid and not a bride. I know he has the one Super Bowl, but I think his last game in Dallas was an embarrassment. That team was so poorly coached and not prepared for the Packers, and I think that is the stain. Stefanski is younger, two-time coach of the year, did a lot with very little talent in Cleveland.
What I would say back to you, Joe, is he didn't do a lot. He finished with an under 500 record and won one playoff game. So did Brian Daboll do a lot with the Giants? Because that's the exact same.
Because he won Coach of the Year that one time?
Yeah, and won a playoff game. Brian Daboll and has an under 500 record. They have the same resume. Did Brian Daboll do a lot with the Giants?
Well, fair point.
No,
fair
you know
point.
What this is? We don't live in Cleveland and we didn't watch this guy. So we think he's this, oh my God, he's 43 years old, he's a genius, he did a lot in Cleveland. Okay, they couldn't wait to get rid of the guy. Just like the Dolphins couldn't wait to get rid of Adam Gase, and the Jets couldn't wait to hire him. But the know-it-alls think that Stefanski's great, because they know everything. But he's, show me where he is, show me what he has accomplished. You know who accomplishes a lot with very little? Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin does. So I don't want to hear about, well, Kevin Stefanski's accomplished a lot. No, he hadn't. He won two. He has two winning seasons in 6 years. That's a failure. And that's the guy you want to bring in here if you lose out on the John Harbaugh Bachelor series coming to a network near you as he waits to hand out the final rose. 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. Let's go to Russell in Rego Park. What's up, Russ?
Tommy, yo. Generational talent.
What's happening?
My neighbor from Rego Park to Kew Gardens.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I didn't even know we were neighbors. Now, I the only time I remember Rego Park, Russ, and I probably should know this, is the I believe she has since passed, but if I'm wrong on that, I totally apologize. But Doris in Rego Park, who used to call the station constantly in the overnights, and that's what made me think of Rego Park. Other than that, we're neighbors, and I didn't even know that. So happy neighborhood to you. And if I ever see you out, we could go get a cappuccino. We could go see a matinee movie, whatever the case may be.
Obviously,
Russ, you would be buying. But
We'll go to the Midway movie theater, and you stop by my office anytime. I'd be honest.
Stop by your office. Okay. Yeah, I mean, for a consultation? I mean, what are we talking about?
That's right.
Nice. All right.
Consultation. I'm a physician. I'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah. So I had a little bit of lower back problems. You know, getting older. I mean, you start to... You know what I noticed, Russ, when I turned 40? Now things... Not only, these are two things I noticed, and we'll get back on track here. When you turn 30, like in your 20s, you could eat anything at all times of the day, and you never put on any pounds. When I got to 30, all of a sudden, the late night runs to Pizza Hut, I'd wake up the next day and I'd look bloated. And I was like, all right, Lugie, you got to slow it down a little bit.
He's fat!
And then when I got to 40, Russ, I noticed that most things on my body now hurt. So I don't know if I have to stretch more or what I need to do, but I'm in aches and with the pains and all that stuff. So maybe I will swing by.
A little less of the food on Austin Street, a little more home cooking.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Russ, especially when, you know, you have a couple of, when you have a wet dinner, as I call it, you throw back a couple of beers, and then that slice of pizza looks really good. It looks so good that you want to have three slices, and then you wake up the next day, and you got the sauce on your face, and your back hurts, basically.
That's right. Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. Yeah. I think with the Giants, let's give it a little bit of time, you know, everyone wants him to sign that day. I don't know how that works in the room. Are the agents there? Are the contracts ready to go? Are they putting them in their faces? I wouldn't be too low, too down on Stefanski. There was another head coach from Cleveland who moved to the Northeast and did pretty well.
Yeah, if Kevin Stefanski, Russ, I'll tell you right now, Russ, if Kevin Stefanski ends up being Bill Belichick, I'll buy you a mansion. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I don't know what else to... No, I honestly won't do that, but you know what I mean. Kevin Stefanski becoming Bill Belichick, there's what, a 0.001% chance of that happening? Even if you believe in Kevin Stefanski. I mean, what Bill Belichick has accomplished in his career is incredible. And I get the comp just because they were in Cleveland, but to me, that's where the comparisons end. Let's go to Dave in Hoboken. What's up, Dave?
Tommy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I agree with you on Stefanski and McCarthy, but I think the metrics that they are using is McCarthy's been out of football for how long?
2 years.
2 years. If Tomlinson doesn't coach for the next 2 years, doesn't his cachet drop just as much?
Sometimes, Dave, I disagree with that because sometimes the more you are away from something, the more people yearn for you. You know what I mean? Like, there could be sometimes a, not an oversaturation, but distance makes the heart grow fonder. And for some reason that is not, like, somebody just hit me up on Twitter that McCarthy's yesterday's news. He was just in the playoffs like 3 straight years with the Cowboys like 2 years ago. Yesterday's news. I'm not asking him to hire somebody that coached in the 80s. I think it's the circus that he was in Dallas, and people feel like he's still got the stench of that, and the way they conduct themselves down there, and maybe McCarthy's, you know, his personality, it made many look at him like a buffoon, and I just don't think that's the case, because he's a winning football coach, and he knows how to win games. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jim in Carmel. What's up, Jim?
Hey, yeah, you were talking about Stefanski. I don't know who would want him. But the last I checked, didn't he have Baker Mayfield? And how did that work out?
Yeah, and they got rid of him. That was probably more of an ownership thing. But he certainly hasn't bounced back since. And Baker has had a way more success now with Tampa. I think the best way I would say it, and I hope this like resonates, Jim, and I appreciate the call. When you say Kevin Stefanski accomplished a lot in Cleveland, my follow-up would be, okay, then Brian Daboll accomplished a lot with the Giants. Except he didn't. The argument that if I were to take my emotion out of it because I don't want him to be the coach, the argument for Stefanski is young, in his early 40s, so you have a long runway, presumably with Dart. And it's the idea of, all right, the quarterback play was not great down the stretch or the last couple years, I should say, the Deshaun Watson thing, which was obviously was a disaster on every level. And then ownership kind of pushed Shador on him this year, and Dylan Gabriel stinks, so they basically had no quarterback this year either. That being said, there's still a level of, hey, Mike Tomlin's had to deal with that. John Harbaugh's had to deal with that. There's a lot of coaches that get dealt bad hands, but they find ways to win. And I want a coach that can walk in here tomorrow and win games. And if Stefanski is a great offensive mind, hire him as the offensive coordinator. Like I threw it out there, one of the callers brought it up and we kind of had fun with it, but I think it's something that if it was to happen, great. Brian Daboll could be the offensive coordinator for the Giants. Miami Mike, Mike McDaniel. These are all former head coaches, but their biggest strength is their mind when it comes to offense. They make them the coordinator. They'll make them the head coach. Big difference. You know, in any walk of life, there are different levels and different jobs, and not everybody is, just because you're great at this one job in this one position doesn't mean you can make the leap to the other. A lot of people are probably saying that about me, you know, that I should go answer the phone again and I shouldn't be talking on a microphone, but upper management disagrees with you, and the internet and everyone else, the ratings disagree with you. So, so you could have, you know, I know you're sitting at home right now with your 90-year-old mother watching Murder, She Wrote, and you're saying that, and you're muttering that under your breath, but the reality is I'm great at both. So, you know, deal with it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Still can't get over that Ben Revere line. I mean, that was right out of the opener. Usually I'm razor sharp in the open. You catch me at 1:30 in the morning, I might make a mistake. But to go the Paul Revere, Ben Revere route.
No biggie.
Well, you're right, Connor. That really was a no biggie on my part. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to those calls. I see you guys all lined up here. Giants head coaching search. Are the Mets willing to go to 4 years for Kyle Tucker? We'll get to that on the other side here. Plus, a quarterback option for the Jets is no longer on the board. We'll get into that as well. I got you till 7:50 as Nets basketball comes your way at that time, right here on the Fan.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
If Moore outplays Mendoza, could Moore go number one overall? Now we know what ended up happening. Indiana steamrolled him. Mendoza threw for, I think, like 5 touchdowns, and he cemented himself as the clear consensus number one overall pick. And then we all, the deadline, I think, was today, the 14th. Yes, it was. The deadline was today for college athletes to say, hey, I'm either going to go pro or stick back at school. Dante Moore has decided to stay at Oregon, which I think is good for him because he needs a little bit more work. And then also I think it's good for the Jets because he needs a little bit more work. Now, the question is, and I threw this out there yesterday for trading for Joe Burrow. I also think that they can call Philadelphia about Jalen Hurts or the Chargers about Justin Herbert. But if the Jets are wanting to draft a quarterback at number two and they don't go like Reuben Bain or something like that at D-line, I would draft Trinidad Chambliss out of Ole Miss. The plays that he made against Georgia and against Miami, even in a losing effort against the Hurricanes, those were pro NFL level plays, not only with his legs, but with his arm. And in the big spot and the big moments against Georgia on a huge stage, I'm not saying he's going to be, but he looked like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, the stuff we love from Jackson Dart as well in terms of, you know, improvising and running around and making a big throw down the field. Trinidad Chambliss, to me, has that X factor, and I would absolutely take a, not that it's a flyer, but he's not projected to go that early, or certainly wasn't projected to go that early a couple of weeks ago, but I think that the brilliance that he flashed in those games and the skill set that he has, if I were the Jets and they want to go quarterback and they're trying to get a rookie quarterback in there because we know Brady Cook's not the answer and obviously Fields is not the answer, I would draft, if I were the Jets, Trinidad Chambliss. Now, as far as, and we'll get back to your calls here in just 1 second, as far as everything that's going on with the Mets, this is according to Jim Duquette. This is Jim, quote, from what I can tell, it's likely they've gone to a fourth year on this. And this is reference to Kyle Tucker, which I think is a great sign because I was curious when it came to either Kyle Tucker or a Cody Bellinger. We know the Mets are comfortable with free agents going to 3 years, or they're comfortable with a 2 years and an opt-out, or 3 years with an opt-out after 2 years. The fact that they are reportedly willing to go a fourth year tells me how much they value Kyle Tucker and how much they want to get this done. And they should. You're talking about a 5-tool player. You're talking about a guy that is a great defensive player. And Kyle Tucker can really be the centerpiece of your offseason, a big bat that you could put in the middle of the order with Juan Soto. And if he goes 8-9 years or whatever to Toronto and the Mets weren't willing to go that.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Far, that's kind of par for the course for David Stearns. Now, he did it with Soto and Yamamoto, but Tucker, in his mind, if he doesn't go that far, wasn't the level of a Soto or Yamamoto. But to bring in Tucker and sort of cement the middle of your order and say, hey, we're willing to go $50 million. We're willing to go over $50 million. We're willing to go to 4 years. It shows you that there is a little bit of flexibility when it comes to what David Stearns is willing to give out. And I think Kyle Tucker would be an absolute perfect fit for the Mets. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. John Harbaugh has left the building. He did not sign a contract with the Giants today. He's expected to meet. Now, this is, if you think this matters or not, I'm not totally sure if it does, but obviously, based on reports, the Giants sent the PJ, the private jet, for Harbaugh. He flew up to the facility. He met Jackson Dart. They took pictures. Not sure why they took pictures together, but they took pictures together. And when it comes to Tennessee and Atlanta, he's not going to their facilities. They're meeting with him. Now, I don't know if that's just stage one, because remember, Chris Mara met with Harbaugh at his house on Sunday, and now they had the formal meeting at the facility. So this could just be informal meetings, and then they have a more of a formal meeting where he meets Cam Ward and he meets other players. I don't know. Bottom line is this. He didn't sign on the dotted line, and for all that said, hey, you can't let him out of the building, well, he's left the building. Let's go to Sal and Brick. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
So I agree with you on, and I disagree with you on a couple things. I agree. I think the best thing that happened to the Jets recently is Dante Moore laying an egg and going back to school.
Definitely.
I think Trinidad's the move.
Yep.
But with Harbaugh, I mean, he'd be negligent to sign today. You know, like you said, he's going to weigh his options. He's in his 60s, man. It's probably going to be his last job. And from what I remember, like, I don't think he interviewed a lot when he got the Ravens job. So he's going to want to see what's out there. He's the most coveted coach I've ever even heard of being a free agent coach. So why not? He's going to go home. He's going to take a private jet home. He's going to be in his own home tomorrow. He's going to meet with these two teams and see what they're about. If they don't wow him, he don't have to go any further with them, and he can take the Giants job. I think the Giants did everything right I don't think they have egg on their face at all. I don't think there was any way he was going to sign today.
No, but Sal, what I'm saying is, when I said they would have egg on their face, is if John Harbaugh doesn't sign with them and they pulled out all the stops. Now, I think it was probably being a little too aggressive and you might scare him off, but that's just my opinion. If Harbaugh signs and decides to coach the Titans, the Giants will have egg on their face, because look at all they did here. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Because if it was the Jets and the Jets did all this stuff, they would be mocked. It would be LOL Jets and everyone would be making fun of them. So why are the Giants immune from that? And based on the way they have performed over the last 10 years, they shouldn't be above the Jets. And this is coming from me, a Giant fan, but I'm being fair. By the way, we're about to leave you to go to a very special broadcast. And it's not just Nets and Connor. Line, please. Who are they playing? The Nets and the, is it the?
The Pelicans.
Oh, of course. The New Orleans Pelicans. In New Orleans, right? The Big Easy. Tim Capshaw. This is his 2000th consecutive Nets broadcast. He's a first-class gentleman. He's a first-class broadcaster. So let me be, I guess, the first on the air here to congratulate him on that. And I think 2,000 is a very fitting number, because it's probably the amount of times that Evan has texted him about Dayron Sharpe. Hey, Capper, it's Evan. Did Dayron have six rebounds tonight? I need to write it in my iPad for a rainy day, except that rainy day never comes. All right, my thanks to Connor Green. I'll be back on after the boys, the Net game. It's after hours later on. Here's the Nets. Here's Capper. Here's Tim. Congratulations, Cap.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.